Art, there's definitely been a lot of excitement and a lot of talk about the Seahawks with how they're doing, but there's more to it now than your local team doing well.
Yeah, there is a phenomenon happening here with the crowd interaction and game outcomes. It's just really quite remarkable. I mean, every team enjoys a home field advantage. Well, maybe with the possible exception of the Mariners when the Canadian fans come down for the Blue Jays and the Red Sox come out. But in this case, what's happening here is a degree of fan involvement that's really influencing outcomes. And the Monday night game against the Saints was a prime example of a team totally intimidated by the environment. The Saints screwed up their first play of the game when Coach Sean Payton admitted that Drew Brees changed the direction of a running play, and half the team heard the change and the other half didn't. And it went for a 4-yard loss, and I don't think the Saints recovered from that game.
And they were wearing special earpieces. I mean, they were really prepared for the noise.
Yeah, they did everything they could in preparation, and they got out there and they fell apart. So it really calls to mind, you know, how big a deal is this? So we researched it for our site and discovered that the average margin of victory in this 14-game home winning streak for the Seahawks has not been replicated since the 1972-73 Dolphins in terms of average margin of victory. They're winning games by 18 points in that run, and that's just domination you do not see in the NFL because there's such competitive parity in the league, yet the Seahawks have just become so formidable at home that the national pundits are looking at this and saying, these guys are unbeatable at home. And that's why the home field advantage in this particular playoffs has always been Pete Carroll's goal.
And if they win Sunday, they'll clinch the NFC West, and they'll also gain another step toward home field advantage.
Yes, and then you become one of the four division winners, and you start to edge up to that very important goal of home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Well, focusing on Sunday's matchup, it's not exactly the same scenario in San Francisco.
Right. It's so funny because San Francisco, the club, actually put out a news release to season ticket holders telling them how to yell and how to cheer and how to support their teams. And it read like it was a second grade teacher trying to line up the kids going to the fire station. Okay, everybody, pick a buddy and hold hands.
Make sure you wear your colors.
That's right, wear your colors. And given what's happening in Seattle, to have to instruct the wine and cheese crowd in San Francisco how to yell for their team was just one more element of this phenomenon going on in Seattle. And so I think a lot of people thought Seattle was, you know, just a passive place of a bunch of tree huggers. No, they are fully engaged in being sports fans and influential in the outcome.
And you'll see a lot of the 12th man in San Francisco. And let's talk about the matchup. San Francisco's coming into it with a little bit of momentum.
Yes, they've won the last couple of games. They look to be in great shape. They've got a couple of wide receivers that have returned and made their quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, look very good. But they also had a couple of injuries in the offensive line. That could be a big advantage, and I think a close game to be won by the Seahawks.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and all KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.